Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're working through an article that is going to make a few business owners stop and think.
The title alone should do that. BlackRock CEO says the entry-level job market is in structural collapse. That's a fairly direct statement.
It is. The article is by Brett Allegray Wood on the Anabu AI blog, and it's built around something Larry Fink said publicly about the class of 2026.
And Fink isn't someone who says things like this casually. He runs BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager. When he's warning about structural damage to the job market, he's not talking about sentiment.
His concern is this. The entry-level job market isn't just shrinking. It's being systematically dismantled. The path most of us recognize, degree, graduate role, learning the ropes, working your way up, is breaking at the first step.
Walk me through how.
Goldman Sachs has estimated that 300 million jobs are exposed to AI automation, not necessarily eliminated outright, but fundamentally changed. The tasks at most risk are the repetitive, process-heavy ones, data entry, basic analysis, report generation.
Which are exactly the roles businesses have always used to bring junior hires in and develop them.
Right. The article puts it well. A bright graduate who, a few years ago, would have walked straight into a junior analyst role is now sending out 100 applications and hearing nothing. The grunt work that used to be her training ground has been automated, and companies are now looking for someone who can manage the AI doing that work, which requires experience she simply doesn't have yet.
So you have a generation of graduates with degrees and nowhere to apply them.
The article calls it a no man's land. And Singapore is the case study for where this leads.
Tell me about Singapore, because this section surprised me.
Singapore has invested billions in AI infrastructure. They have one of the most tech-savvy, highly educated workforces in the world, and their graduate employment rate is still falling.
Still falling, despite all of that?
Still. The Singaporean government recognized that their workforce was splitting into two camps, a small elite with in-demand AI skills, and a much larger group whose qualifications were becoming obsolete faster than they could retrain. Their response is Skills Future, a massive nationwide retraining program. They are treating it as a national emergency.
Which should tell any SME owner something. If a country with Singapore's resources and foresight is struggling, the idea that your local talent market will sort itself out naturally is not a strategy.
And then there's the wage premium. Workers with genuine AI skills right now command a premium of over 56%. That's not a rounding error.
For a smaller business, that number is essentially a closed door.
Exactly. The article describes it as an impossible position. Entry-level roles are being automated out. AI-skilled senior professionals cost more than most SMEs can match. The thin pool of qualified talent gets snapped up by large firms before a smaller business can even put an offer together. You're squeezed from both ends.
So what's the answer? Because I imagine people are reading this thinking, right, I understand the problem. What do I actually do?
The core argument is that you have to stop trying to hire your way out of this. Searching for a machine learning engineer puts you in direct competition with organizations that have budgets you simply cannot match. The businesses that come through this are the ones building their own capability pipeline from within.
Developing the skills in the team they already have?
Yes. Stop thinking in roles and start thinking in capabilities. Create a genuine culture of continuous learning with clear development paths. The article's phrase is a good one. Treat your talent pipeline as a product you build, not a resource you purchase.
And there are specific steps in the article for this week, not just the strategy.
The one I'd start with is the entry-level role audit. List every task your junior hire spend more than 2 hours a week on. Flag anything that could be partially or fully automated in the next 12 months. That becomes your exposure map. You might not like what you see, but you need to see it.
For me, it's the capability gap mapping. Not looking for a job title, but asking, which decisions in my business would genuinely benefit from better data or prediction, or having AI augment what my existing team does, and who internally is already closest to supporting that? You may find the answer is closer than you think.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes into the Goldman Sachs and BlackRock primary sources directly, and the Singapore Skills Future model is worth reading in detail.
And if you want to understand what this means for your specific business, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai. The team will map your capability gaps and show you where to start.
This one is worth acting on before someone in your market does.